This is a podcast to document the strange times we are living in. We are here to give musicians and the wider arts and entertainment community a way to reach an audience with their words and music, an opportunity to share their experiences during social distancing and self-isolation measures, self-hosted snapshots of this unique time. Welcome to Social Distancing Diaries.
Hey everybody, my name is Billy Lunn and I'm the singer, guitarist, songwriter and producer of a rock band called The Subways. I'm currently in my recording studio, YFE Studios in Hertfordshire, where I usually rent rooms out to a tattooist and a vocal coach. But given the COVID-19 circumstances, I'm here all by myself. It's actually really nice having the whole building to myself, making noises, dancing around the place in just my underwear. You know, good fun. But when I'm not here, I'm at home with my wife, Rowena Alice, broadcaster and DJ at the fabulous Riot Diet show on Boogaloo Radio, and our two gorgeous rescue dogs, Maggie and Bonnie. It gets rather chaotic, given that they're both anxious and excitable dogs in equal measure, but I wouldn't change it for the world. It's a house that's devoted wholeheartedly to the arts. We're always watching films, documentaries, television shows, or playing music on the guitar or piano, singing or reading books in our favourite magazines. My house is in a town that I like to call a balanced confluence of the urban and rural spaces. We have a high street, a train line direct into London with bars, restaurants, cafes. And though at the moment, during the COVID crisis, it feels rather desolate, it's sometimes no different to how it would appear early on a Sunday morning when I'd pop to my favourite Turkish cafe for a chat with the friends I've made in the town over the last 10 years I've been here. I'm missing that immeasurably. But more than this, I'm missing the tour I could be on right now. My band, The Subways, should be on the continent, having finished the UK leg, playing our debut album, Young for Eternity, in its entirety on stage to celebrate its 15th anniversary this year. And we managed three shows before the lockdown came into place, and they all felt sublime to be involved in. And that makes all of this all the more difficult. But we're surging on with recording our fifth album in lieu of this tour. I sent our bassist and backing vocalist Charlotte Cooper a microphone through the post so she can record some parts in her house and then email them to me. She's actually recording them in a little cubbyhole underneath her stairs, which she's turned into a vocal booth, and it all looks rather brilliant, I'll be honest. We're close to having eight new songs fully mixed by Adrian Bushby, who's doing an incredible job. With a whole bundle of more tracks to begin very soon. So that's really exciting. We've also started doing listening parties on our Facebook page, organised by Charlotte, as she's a real whiz at this, and they've been incredibly helpful at reaching out and connecting with our fans, which we'd usually experience on tour and we're really missing right now. I personally miss diving off the speakers into the crowd. I miss seeing them all sweating and going crazy with big smiles on all our faces. But alas, we're in this situation. And the thing I'm finding most worrying about all of this, the COVID-19 crisis, is the strain it's putting on public service workers and those in jobs that need to be kept going in the food, goods and supplies industries. They've been so undervalued by society and the government up till now. And as things stand, they're taking the brunt of the crisis whilst also dealing with really shoddy conditions and protection measures. Regardless of your political persuasion, I think it's clear that the corporate capitalism and anti-socialism that has thus far created such a social paradigm has caused untold struggle. Even before the crisis, people were dying to a frankly scandalous degree, with this conservative government's policies having led to the deaths of 100,000 plus of the most vulnerable people in society. The cost of lives has been unspeakably bad, but I sincerely hope that some real changes come of this. In what society expects of their political representatives and from each other in the voting booths and on the streets. Keeping myself from going crazy given those particular issues, however, I've been working on The Subways' fifth album, as I've already stated. I recently graduated from Cambridge, and during the 3 years taking my degree, I built my own studio bit by bit to the point where I could start recording our songs for myself. I'll hopefully be producing other bands full time at some point in the future, along with bouts of touring with my own band. But I still have a wish list of equipment I'd need to get hold of before that. I'm getting there, though. I'm also raising money for the NHS by taking requests for cover songs, which I film either at my house or in the studio where I am now. I'm personally devastated that it's got to the point where charity is fulfilling the role government should be playing in funding the NHS properly, but here we are. My sister's a nurse, and so I refuse to sit back and let the workers and volunteers for the NHS suffer because our government have been so negligent. If you'd like to request a song, simply go to my Just Giving page, which is under Billy Lunn Acoustic Covers, and make a donation. It can be as little or as much as you like. I just really appreciate any contribution whatsoever. And make your requests fun, cool, chill, hilarious, embarrassing. I don't care. If you donate and request, I will play it. It's as simple as that. Recommendations for keeping yourself sane at this time. I'd encourage watching on Netflix, firstly, The Keepers, which is a thrilling investigative documentary on the sexual abuse of young girls in Baltimore by the Catholic Church, which is incredible to watch, if only to witness the bravery of the women involved, as well as some very skillful storytelling by the documentarians. Secondly, Disenchantment, for those who want some very funny fantasy escapism from the makers of The Simpsons and Futurama. Thirdly, Star Trek The Next Generation, which I've always vaguely approved of over the years. My dad's a Trekkie, but after sitting down and going through the whole lot on Netflix, I've come to appreciate in a much more profound way this show. It's truly wonderful. Podcast-wise, if you want to keep up to date with the crisis and world politics in general, you can't go wrong with Crooked Media's Pod Save the World, which provides a detailed analysis of world events through the prism of light-hearted jokes, the odd rant, and a nice dash of cynicism. Also by Crooked Media is John Lovett's Love It or Leave It. That's Love It as in L-O-V-E-T-T. Which is essentially a weekly stand-up show, live, dealing with all the latest in American politics. And it's like, it's really funny. It's kind of silly. But also it deals with really serious subjects and is just so damn informative. And I think things are so serious right now that we kind of need to see it through a comedy show. It makes it just about bearable. If I had to choose four people to self-isolate with, they'd be Rob Delaney, because how can someone be that funny, honestly? Jen Champion, an artist based in Seattle, because then we could play her album Single Rider all the way through with me on guitar, her on synths, and both of us singing harmonies together. Heavenly. Patrick Stewart, because at the moment he's reciting on a daily basis his chosen Shakespearean sonnets, so he could recite his daily Shakespearean sonnet in person in the room right there, and that would just be magical. And the fourth person would be Kendrick Lamar, because I just want to meet the dude. He's incredible. My ultimate self-isolation snack is always pizza. I cannot get enough of pizza. I've always got at least four pizzas in the freezer because you simply never know. Last night, I really found myself at a loss. I couldn't find anything to watch on telly. I couldn't focus enough to sit and read The Adventures of Tom Sawyer, which, to my shame, I'm only just now reading, and I'm blown away by Mark Twain's prose. It was also too late to be strumming the guitar, and I definitely could not sleep. So I pulled up the latest New York Times crossword and put a pizza in the oven. And let me tell you, it was just what I needed. Pizza is always there for me, and I am always there for it. What I most look forward to when social distancing measures are over is a nice hot cup of coffee in my favorite cafe, which I mentioned earlier, surrounded by my favorite people there as we chat local matters, the footy, nonsense, anything. Football. My God, I miss the footy so much. Going to a game, any game of football, it's very high up on the list. how much I took for granted, I'm suddenly realising. Just being able to be in a room with my family again, with the band, with Josh and Charlotte, my two most favourite people, making music, making jokes, taking the mick out of each other, simple stuff like that. The one thing that surprised me about social distancing is how nice everyone seems to be when you pass them on the street now. There's a real sense of togetherness and understanding about one another's respective situations. The idea that some have it better or worse off than others, and that we should all be trying to make each other happy when we can, rather than being resentful and making each other miserable. I hope that stays around long after this is all over, whenever that happens to be. I've not been as regimented as I'd initially have liked, but I seem to be managing to stay productive anyway, so I'm not too fussed about that. There have been periods of feeling overwhelmingly depressed, and I'll be honest here, as a depressive, even at the best of times, during relative normality, things can get a little serious and out of hand. But during the crisis, there was a period over a week ago when I just suddenly dipped and then fell into the pit. I was here at the studio, and the best way of managing the absolute worst thoughts coming to my brain was to just turn off all the lights, curl up on the floor and sleep. I emerged a couple of hours later feeling a little more human, and afterwards managed to record some really crucial parts for the album really well. That was what I needed to pull myself back from the edge of the abyss, but honestly, it could have gone either way, and I'm so relieved it went the way it did. It's lucky. My own tips for anyone struggling during the COVID-19 crisis is to find what you love. There's something that you can do during the lockdown, and just indulge yourself totally guilt-free, because you do deserve it. These are the oddest of times, and if you manage to find bliss in something you can do, follow it. And remember, we're all going through our own respective difficulties, and they're all legitimate. So don't be afraid or embarrassed to reach out to someone, anyone, because you may also help someone else as much as they might help you. I just want to thank everyone for listening. I want to thank Tom and Jed for inviting me on. It's really kind. I'm sorry I didn't get back quicker. I'm terrible. I know. I'm so sorry. But here we are. And to see you out, I'm going to read my favourite passage from William Wordsworth's The Prelude, his blank verse epic. This is from the 1805 manuscript rather than the 1850, which always offers me the greatest joy when I'm happy and the most profound solace when I'm going through difficulties. When the first glitter of the show was past, and the first dazzle of the taper light, as if with a rebound my mind returned into its former self. Oft did I leave my comrades and the crowd, buildings and groves, and walked along the fields, the level fields with heaven's blue concave reared above my head. And now it was that, through such change and tire in this first absence from those shapes sublime wherewith I'd been conversant, my mind seemed busier in itself than heretofore. At least I more distinctly recognised my powers and habits. Let me dare to speak a higher language, say that now I felt the strength and consolation which were mine, as if awakened, summoned, roused, constrained. I looked for universal things, perused the common countenance of earth and heaven, and turning the mind in upon itself, pored, watched, expected, listened, spread my thoughts, and spread them with a wider creeping. Felt incumbences more awful, visitings of the upholder of the tranquil soul, which underneath all passion lives secure a steadfast life. But peace it is enough to notice that I was ascending now to such community with highest truth.
Thank you for listening to Social Distancing Diaries. If you want to discuss your own experiences, join the conversation. You can reach us on socialdistancingdiaries@gmail.com, at SDDpod on Twitter, at socialdistancingdiariespod on Instagram, and on facebook.com/socialdistancingdiaries. Social Distancing Diaries is a Dark Shepherd production, voiceover by Gemma Moore. Theme music is This City by Treasure Season. Edited by Jed Shepherd. Concept by Tom Dark.
Hammersmith House City Line. In the city.